The wheel is considered one of humanity's most fundamental inventions. Without the wheel, there are no carts, cars, or trains, no water wheels for water power, and no potter's wheels on which to make jugs carry said water in. Without the wheel, we have no cogwheels, jet engines, or centrifuges, no pushchairs, bicycles, or conveyor belts. But before the wheel, there was the circle. The world's first circle was probably drawn in the sand with a stick. Perhaps someone might have seen the moon or the sun and decided to replicate their shapes. Cut the stalk from a flower and you have a circle. Chop a tree and you're met by its annual rings. Throw a stone into a lake and you see its ripples expand on the water. The circle is a shape that comes up time and again in nature, from cells to bacteria, pupils to celestial bodies. And outside of every circle, you can always draw another. This, in itself, is the primary mystery of space. For the human body, however, the circle is not natural. Your dental hygienist tells you to brush your teeth in small circular motions, but you don't. You scrub them back and forth. The human arm prefers straight lines. This is because of the way our muscles are positioned and the system of tendons and muscular attachments that connects them to our bones. No part of the human body can rotate 360 degrees. Not your wrist, nor your ankle, nor your arm. We invented the wheel to accomplish that which our physical form cannot.